over 460,000 kwacha in prizes. Instant cashbacks, monthly trolley dashes, and exciting rewards along the way. The ultimate grand prize is waiting. A family holiday worth up to 300,000 kwacha for one lucky customer. So why do you cash? Swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It's 1 p.m. on Phoenix FM.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
After. Court hears fingerprints from murdered IBA Director General's vehicle match those of one of the suspects. ZRA seizes over 25,000 whiskey bottles worth 7.7 million kwacha in taxes. In global news, Army General named as Madagascar's Prime Minister to quell Gen Z protests. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Phoenix FM Main News at 13 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The details. The Lusaka High Court has heard that fingerprints lifted from the vehicle of murdered Independent Broadcasting Authority IBA Director General Guntila Mulea matched those of one of the suspects, systems engineer Samuel Dokowe. Scene of crime officer Victor Shamapango, 40, this morning testified before High Court Judge Vincent Siloka that he was assigned on July 26, 2024 to inspect an abandoned brown Toyota Prado registration BAL5763 at Gian San's garage in Chawama. He has told the court that he photographed the vehicle and lifted fingerprints from door handles, windows and the steering wheel using hinge lifters and powder, and preserved the images on a memory card before sending samples for laboratory examination. Mr. Shamapango said the subsequent forensic analysis returned a positive match to prints taken from the accused, Samuel Dokowe, and that he informed the investigating officer after receiving the results and confirmed that following initial inquiries, investigators had located and detained four suspects in connection with the matter. In this case, two police officers, Mtusani Dokowe Basa and Alex Caleb Zulu, businessman Samuel Dokowe, and IBA accountant Francis Chipioka, are jointly accused of murder, contrary to Section 200 of the Penal Code, over the killing of Mr. Mulea, which is believed to have occurred in Njolwe area of Lusaka last year. The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has seized a contained truck in Kazungula carrying 2,100 cases, translating to 25,200 bottles of smuggled alcohol beverages, with revenue loss of over 7.7 million kwacha. The truck was seized when it entered the country through the Kazungula One-Stop Border Post Customs Control Zone, upon which the driver presented documents indicating that the consignment had 1,767 packages of panel boards, rain boots, gloves and dust bits. ZRA Corporate Communication Manager Oliver Nzala However, says the vigilance of ZRA staff compelled the scanning of the truck, and it was discovered that it was laden with alcohol destined for Lusaka. Mr. Nzala says the authority also discovered that the importer's taxpayer identification number, T-PIN, is not registered for any taxes. He says both the truck and alcohol have been seized pursuant to sections 141 and 159 of the Customs and Excise Act.
Well, this again is an issue where, as the Zambia Revenue Authority, we continue to remain vigilant. We know that the festive season is fast approaching, so smugglers are using various methods to ensure that they bring in goods illegally, and at the same time, there are other methods that are employed by, you know, those that want to evade duties and taxes. So in this case, on 3rd October, the Zambia Revenue Authority did seize this truck, which is a tot liner. It is carrying about 2,100 cases smuggled with, and that translates to about 25,200 bottles of Jameson with bottles, with a total revenue loss of about of slightly over 7.7 million kwacha.
A consortium of civil society organizations has welcomed the recent appointment of a technical committee to lead consultations on constitutional reforms, but is calling for a transparent, inclusive, and accountable process. In a joint statement, the organizations have commended President Hakainde Hichilema for establishing the technical working group, but also outlined key requirements for the process to be successful. Speaking on behalf of the consortium, Chapter One Foundation Executive Director Josiah Kalela has emphasized the need for a thorough and unbiased consultation process that involves all Zambians, including women, youth, persons with disabilities, and rural communities. Mr. Kalela says the CSOs are also calling for a clear roadmap for meaningful consultations and a durable constitution outlining the critical phases of pre-drafting, drafting, and post-enactment. Further, the organizations have stressed the importance of risk assessment and mitigation measures to safeguard the legitimacy and integrity of the process, and have recommended enabling legislation in the form of a dedicated constitutional review statute to define the committee's mandate, procedures, timelines, and accountability.
To ensure this initiative fulfills its transformative potential, we urge the following: an independent, transparent, and accountable process. The government has the important duty of facilitating this process by providing adequate resources while ensuring that the committee's full operational independence. We call for clear and publicly accessible terms of reference which would define the committee's mandate and reporting lines. A thorough, unbiased, and meaningful consultation. The committee must be empowered to consult as representatively as possible, ensuring the meaningful participation of all Zambians, including women, youth, and persons with disability and rural communities. We urge members of the committee to approach this task with the integrity required of national duty, setting aside all personal interests and ambition, political and other biases, to focus solely on the best interests of Zambia and its people.
In more news, Community Action Against Corruption, CAAC, has charged that while the sentencing of former Zambia Revenue Authority ZRA Commissioner General Kingsley Chanda and his co-accused Callistus Kauma for corruption is welcome, the ongoing fight against graft in Zambia is selective. Former ZRA Commissioner General Kingsley Chanda was yesterday sentenced to 6 years imprisonment, while his co-accused former ZRA Director of Administration, Callistus Kauma, was sentenced to 9 years for willfully failing to follow procedure in the disposal of 22 ZRA motor vehicles between 2017 and 2020. CAAC Chief Executive Officer Brighton Tembo says while the ruling is a step in the right direction, many leaders serving in the current regime and their affiliates could face worse consequences if law enforcement agencies acted without bias. Mr. Tembo has accused the Anti-Corruption Commission, the Drug Enforcement Commission, and the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions of applying the law selectively, noting that some cases involving individuals in government remain unattended. He argues that law enforcement agencies have historically ignored corruption involving those in power.